Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Preparing. Got it. Setting up. And let's see. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 21 of The Gracious Two. What is
We're legal drinking age now.
Yes. And we're the proper number for blackjack, I believe.
Yeah. Well, shit, we need to get some whiskey again. We got to do another episode on The Gracious Two with whiskey.
Yes, totally.
bourbon, I guess, was.
We'll have to do that when I'll come up to the studio in York and we'll do a fucking in person again, because that was fun, man. We got a little rowdy towards like midway once half that bottle was gone.
I'll probably be back in February. Next time I know I'm coming back, we'll coordinate.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness. Did you check out? I mean, we'll get into some other stuff, but did you see J-Lo put out a new video, man?
No, did not.
Wow. This girl has still got it.
It's amazing. She has aged very well.
Very well. And if you look at her, like she's in like bikini poses and stuff like that. You could see like a little bit of cellulite and stuff. Like, it doesn't look like she's doing a lot of work, but her body is still slam. It looks natural and it doesn't, and it's still slamming.
Hey, I'll chalk it up to great genetics and then, you know, all kinds of good cocktails for longevity they have for the, if you have the money to pay for it, obviously.
But here's my public service announcement to the ladies. All the fake shit, we could tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I prefer to see imperfections. I prefer to see some stretch mark cellulite. Like, I don't want a crazy amount, but Jesus Christmas. I don't want it to look like all of a sudden your lips are out here, your ass is out here, and you're
right. And then some women, they get to that point with the facial plastic surgery. I mean, I guess men do it too, but like to the point where they all kind of look the same because they're so fucking pulled back.
Yes.
You know, they all look like the exact same person. It's like, what the fuck?
And the filters too. It's like when they're posting pics with filters, you could tell it's a filter.
That's my biggest thing about fucking the dating apps is the goddamn filters. It's like, I gotta get, you know, you gotta match and talk and then fucking meet somebody. And usually they're filtered out. And when I meet them, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, hey now,
you can look great on that photo.
Can you do filters like on FaceTime and stuff? Because I was going to say, if not, that's a way to kind of know beforehand if, you know, they're pulling.
Yeah, I got
to
do that more often. I'm guilty of not. I'm a little, because I'm kind of an introvert and shy. So,
yeah,
I got to get past that and be like, we got to do a FaceTime.
I was watching, thanks to Joe Rogan, that he had a guest on, Marianne Van Zeller, I think is her name.
I'm watching that episode. I'm not through it yet, but yeah.
So same with me, but like halfway through it, I went to her show, Trafficked. Dude, that lady puts herself in some crazy situations, man.
Well, she's telling the story about evacuating from some African country where they shut the coup d'etat happened, and she was stuck there. And
yeah.
What the fuck, man?
So there's like four seasons out. You know, I was like kind of skipping through episodes, but she's like in the heart of stuff, dude. She's like, with scammers online. So that's what I was getting to with the FaceTime video and stuff. That like there a lot of them are in Ghana, and they have like videos where they could put it out, and it's almost like a sample video that kind of thinks about what you're gonna say and relays to it that way. And then they have fake model actresses that'll pretend to be the chick that you're talking to. It's deep, and they make millions doing it.
I just took a cyber bullying class for kids as a parent, obviously, and in Laguna Beach. And my ex-wife told me about it and I went and did it. It was, you know, eye-opening. But like the biggest thing right now with young kids is called sextortion.
Sextortion.
sextortion. So they'll find a kid, 13, 14 year old, usually boy, but it happens with girls too. And they'll, you know, they'll friend them. And it's usually a guy, and but they'll put a picture like, oh, this is what I look like, some hot chick, you know, hot young girl, whatever.
Right.
And then they'll get them to eventually, the boy eventually to send them a lewd picture, a revealing picture, whatever. And yeah. then say, okay, well, I'm going to show this to all your friends and your parents, or you have to get me money.
That's crazy. That wouldn't have worked to me as a kid. I would have been like, I don't give a fuck. Send it out. I'm sending it to you.
Right. Well, yeah. Most. Yeah.
But yeah. I could totally see how, like, you know, that could totally fuck with a kid. That's crazy, man.
And then the other big thing with kids is child porn, but not what you think. Like, okay. if you receive a picture of an underage girl or guy,
yeah,
who's under 18. Even if you're under 18, you're now in possession of child porn.
And so the kid can be busted. Say that one more time. So
you receive a picture of a person that's underage,
okay,
a picture of someone that's underage, a girl or boy, you are now in possession of child porn, whether you're an adult or whether you're a minor.
Okay.
And send that to your friends, you have now distributed child porn. And so kids can get busted for this. They usually don't, because the cops are lenient and they're like, we understand you made a mistake, but like it's a big thing too.
So in other words,
kids sending nude pictures to them, to their all their friends and shit, like it's a big one.
That's what I was going to ask. So if a 13-year-old girl is sending photos to a 13-year-old boy of themselves, they're now both in possession of child porn, basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess technically she would be too. Yeah. She's distributed it, and now he's in possession. And if he sends it to his friends or anyone else, he has now distributed it. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm all for it, because I don't want, you know, kids being exposed and stuff. But I just think about myself at that age. Like, I would probably be sending, you know, pics of myself around, or getting pics and then showing them to my friends, not thinking like I'm dispersing, you know, child porn. You're just dispersing to your friends.
But like, if you know, like I said, the cops are very lenient about it, at least in Laguna Beach, where the cops, there were police, you know, policemen and women there talking to us.
Right.
But, you know, if a parent gets involved and they're fucking pissed off and they want to go after that kid, like, they legally can really get him in trouble.
So jeez. It's dicey, but they got to figure out a way to protect these kids, because the predators online, and it's insane. What I mean, if they're milking fucking tens of thousands and up to millions off of adults, a little kid is so much more impressionable, easily fooled. So it's like,
yeah, especially teenagers, they now have credit cards and stuff that their parents give them, you know, like, oh, send us $500 or we're going to send this, you know, a picture of your dick to all your friends and your parents. Like, oh, okay, you know. It's fucked up.
That is totally fucked up. Did I ever tell you about when I posted a dick pic to Facebook?
On Facebook?
On Facebook. So while I was married, we went on a cruise, and we paid for the Wi-Fi service on the cruise, but you lose cell service like pretty much when you leave port. So we went with a bunch of different couples. And I kind of forgot that I was without service. It's like late at night, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I was out with the boys. She was out with the girls. So I get back to our room and I just pull out my dick, snap a pic in the mirror. And like, I was going to send it to my wife to like, say, come back to the room. Let's hang. Didn't have service. Forgot about the pic.
Got to the
Bahamas and just mass uploaded all the pictures I took. And then lost service again. So I didn't even know. I get to port like 7-8 days later. As soon as I get in, bong, 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 I'm getting text after text. My mother, mother-in-law, aunts, uncles, friends. Johnny, why did you post your dick online? I'm like, oh my God. So I go to the picture to remove it. And it's got like a shit ton of likes. My friend's parents liked the picture. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, dude, it was bad.
Fucking hilarious.
It was bad. So, my dick
is hilarious. For a minute.
And then before I deleted it, girlfriends of mine had like zoomed in on it, screenshot it, and they'll text me it every now and again. Like, oh, hey, remember this? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
Totally. Totally.
Don't mass upload pictures to Facebook.
Lesson learned. Yeah. So that was the last time I did. Now I like go through with a fucking microscope to make sure.
Yeah. So I learned something interesting today.
Talk to me.
So I was having breakfast with this gentleman, and he's going to remain nameless in this, but he does lots of stuff now. He doesn't no longer does this job, but he used to work for the CDC.
Ooh.
And he worked in a department called the Human Depopulation Department.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just like a thing that is out there that our government is actually studying and
it is a CDC. Well, he was in, and what he did in his job was that he tested substances.
Okay.
That were going to be put into general use by the CDC, but he had 6 weeks to do it every time, no matter what it was.
So just rush, rush, rush,
rush, rush, rush, everything through.
Wow. I mean, so that's disgustingly horrible.
But he quit because he couldn't handle, I mean, let alone the name of the department, but what he was doing.
Like, right.
He was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Can't do it.
I'm surprised they don't like murder people that were there and then leave because of like leaking stuff like that.
Oh yeah. And he worked in a facility. I'm not even going to say what state or city.
Yeah.
He was working on the third level that was 300 feet underground. And there were another 12 levels underneath him that he was.
Wow.
This is a CDC facility.
That's insane.
15
dude.
Levels deep. At least, you know, the top level was 300 feet underground and then it went down from there.
Wow. Well, here's my question to you, Chad, because so again, just raising a question, not that this is good thinking, but I'm watching like commercial fishermen and how they just yank out fucking like a kilometer worth of fish all at once, just scoop them up in big nets and all this stuff. Like, is the ocean sustainable at this point to fish like that and to actually keep them producing and reproducing and making more fish, like so the world could eat it later in the day? Or are they just like depleting it to a point where, you know, we're not going to have enough fish to feed?
I think the U.S. is pretty good at regulating that. And they have the Western European, but I don't know about East Asia and China and Japan and stuff. But yeah, I mean, no, it's not sustainable, I would say. That's why, you know, the rise of farmed fish is coming in.
Oh.
And that's the new, what do they call it? Aqua farming or whatever. But yeah, that's what they're doing. But that grade of seafood is really shitty though, because they're locked in pens and they're fed shitty food, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it feeds people, but still, yeah, these mass nettings of huge schools of fish is not sustainable.
Well, it's just crazy that they can't, like, in international waters, it's almost like anything goes. Like,
oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There needs to be a way we come to a general consensus as a people to like not have, you know, just a.
Well, the world tries to, but you have China, you know, places like China, they don't give a fuck. They do whatever they want.
You know who I heard is like China's probably number one, but like number two as far as like illegal fishing in international waters is Spain, believe it or not.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of these ships are Spanish owned. Like, I'm not saying the government, but the people of Spain, right. A lot of these, you know, fishing boats doing illegal fishing are in Spain, which, you know, I heard that. I was like kind of shocked. I was like, really?
Yeah. Actually, so back to my story about it's Human Population Control is the name of the department. Sorry.
Human Population Control. Yeah. And our CDC funds this and
it's part of their fucking. Of their whole deal. Yeah. And this is, you know, we were talking about the conspiracy theory of, you know, the planet being depopulated by the elites and the governments and shit and you know, COVID vax, whatever you want to say.
Right.
There's a fucking department called the Human Population Control Department in the CDC. So then, you know, they tell you, oh, it's like conspiracy theory that Bill Gates has an interview where he says through vaccines we're going to control the population. Bullshit. That shit is online. You can go fucking find it. So anybody that's calling me conspiracy theory about it, fuck off.
Well, it's, I was going to say, because you hear that name and it sounds very sinister. Like, did you, because like, you know, controlling populations could be a bunch of different ways, like controlling it for the good or controlling it for the bad. Like, so I'm guessing you spoke to him further and this was not controlling for the good. This was controlling.
Oh yeah. Controlling for the bad. And they send they constantly send sterilization products to Africa, especially.
Yeah.
Sterilizes the people.
Wow.
And it's through vaccines or through all kinds of different drugs, basically.
So, cause I hear a lot of shit about Bill Gates where, you know, he wants these vaccines and blah, 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 and people are really worried about him. But I'm hearing a flip side to it too, whereas like a lot of people in Africa, they have like 9 to 10 kids for a couple reasons. One, they don't really have, you know, protection to block it, but, mm-hmm. but two, their children die so young that if they have nine, maybe
child mortality. Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe one makes it to an adult. So because of diseases like malaria and all this stuff like that. So, the flip side of Bill Gates not being an evil person is that he's trying to make it so their kids don't die from disease and they could make it past the first couple of years. And then that stops them from having so many. But yeah, there's just so much flip side where you're like, Bill Gates is an evil fuck. And how is he, you know, still roaming the earth that is out there now? But you just don't know, man. It's like, if you could be that evil and that sinister, it's like, how the fuck do you breathe air? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Bill Gates' father was on the board of directors of Planned Parenthood when it first started. And of course, Margaret Sanger was a devout racist. She started, I mean, Planned Parenthood started to depopulate black people.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. And now we're going to get more conspiracy theory, you know, but she was a devout racist and Bill Gates' father was a fucking devout racist too. And he was on the board. So Bill Gates doesn't come from like very, you know, great stock.
Right. Right. Well, I was thinking about it because I grew up in like late 80s, early 90s and all that shit. And I was seeing racism kind of go down. And in my town, it was, for sure. It was a very well mixed town. So like we kind of didn't think of colors. We were just children, you know, but so I was thinking like racism was going away. But then I started watching 1883, 1923. And in 1923, people are still alive from that era. And they had a totally different outlook about other races and stuff like that. So there's a lot of that still deep rooted in from that older generation. And they could possibly be passing it down to the younger ones and stuff. Which just kind of blows my mind in this day and age, which is bringing me to this crazy, again, I got this from traffic, but do you remember when the Ukraine Russia war started, Putin was saying like, he wants to go in there and rid Ukraine of Nazis.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And
the
eighth
division or whatever they're called. Yeah.
Yeah. And when he said that, I'm like, Ukraine doesn't have Nazis. What's this guy talking about? Sure enough that, in like 2015, this Marianne chick went over there and the Americans were going over to Ukraine to get trained on like how to do active war and basically white supremacy stuff that is related to Nazis. And this came out way before this war even started. So I'm like, is Putin like onto something here? Like why am I getting good information from him about this? And, you know, I never heard that coming from our government beforehand.
Oh yeah. And
why not? Because Ukraine was heavily paying off the Bidens before that.
Well, yeah. It's Putin. Now let's get it straight. Putin's an evil fuck, but he resists the World Economic Forum. He resists all that fucking globalism bullshit. That's you know, trying to fucking basically make a one world government control all of us. And you know, like I said, he's an evil fuck. He invaded Ukraine, but he was pushed to the limit and had a red line that's been crossed many fucking times by NATO and the United States. And then you got the fucking Bidens in there making all this money. And now look who's president. And you're gonna tell me this motherfucker's not banking on this shit? Give me a break.
Right. So yeah,
conspiracy theory, you know, fuck. I mean, I call it common sense at this point.
Yeah, basically, like the information's out there for people to see and for their eyes to be, you know, open. But what if you choose to bury your head in the sand after a while, you become part of the problem rather than just being naive and blind to it.
Right.
You know, and it seems like people are starting to wake up. Like a lot of Like I said, I was a registered Democrat for many years. A lot of my friends were, and they're starting to come around saying like, whoa, this is not the Democratic Party that I fell in love with and once believed in. Like, this is a totally new regime, you know, that's
completely taking over. Left, you know, they're completely radicalized at this point.
Completely.
Agendas are all over the place.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're so far left that the people that were left, they're like, wait, what's going on? Where's my party?
Well, that's like, Bill Maher. That's what he keeps saying. It's like, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me.
Is he saying stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I didn't listen to Bill Maher for a long time. He does have complete Trump derangement syndrome. It's fucking insane. But that's besides that. He, like, a lot of times you're listening to him going, oh, fuck, dude, this motherfucker's like almost red pilled because he cannot stand what the Democratic Party is at this point.
Right, right.
He's like, I hate woke. He's like very anti-woke.
Especially as a comedian, you should be. I mean, they're coming after you for joking. Like, what the fuck? We can't.
That's why, yeah, joking, the COVID vax, like, he's very strongly against all that shit. And that's why he's like, you can't even be like a real comedian anymore. You can't tell a fucking joke because all these people get offended and then they want to cancel you. And it's just like,
right.
I'm a comedian, motherfucker. Like, I'm supposed to tell jokes, and jokes may hurt you. You may be offended by some of my jokes, but they're jokes nonetheless.
Right. They're made to make you laugh. They're not made to make you fucking be miserable. But maybe through all this far left and far right shit, like, maybe they're creating a new and third party that is almost necessary for our democracy, because some people are so far left, so far right that, you know, us more middle people are like, you know, what the fuck on both sides.
Yeah, you have very powerful forces on both sides trying to not let that happen. But yeah, there needs to be a third party for sure.
Why are they so against that? I guess it's because then they lose the control that they have that we think they don't have, basically.
That, and I, you know, at the very top, they're all fucking connected, both sides.
Right, right.
They fight like cats and dogs, and, you know, they disagree on all this bullshit, but at the top,
yeah,
all, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them are fucking on the take.
They're when push comes them. To shove, they're like all buddy-buddy, and yeah.
Yeah. That's why I always say, terms, get me fucking, you get 8 years and get the fuck out. You're done, you know?
Yeah, like, why have that for a president but not for the rest of the political positions?
I mean, it's just right. It's ripe for for corruption.
For corruption, 100%.
The more power you have.
And not for nothing. Like, I feel like they should have, okay, term limits for one, but even IQ tests. Like, you know, if you're 92 and you're not able to, like, fucking think properly, like, you should not be allowed to be voting on bills and laws and shit that matters in this world. Like, that one lady who died, you know, the day after a vote and like for months.
Well, Feinstein.
Yeah. And for months and months, her assistant is like raising her hand for votes and stuff. Like, come on, that should not be.
It's insane that is even allowed to happen.
Absolutely.
And at the very least, should be an age limit, like 75, you're done, you know, or 65, whatever it is, like something.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I think an age limit is bad is because, like, there are 75-year-olds that are sharp and mad full of wisdom. Majority are not.
Right.
But that's why I'm saying there's got to be, like, an IQ or a cognitive test. Like, don't they retest old people, like, to keep their license after a while? Or am I just – do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Right.
So if you could do that, you could, like, have some kind of cognitive test for Congress and Senate. And
maybe that's the age limit. If you can't pass the driver's cognitive test, you're fucking out.
There you go.
Congress, you're done.
Did you I'm sure you heard about the supposedly Iranian-backed drone attack on Iraq that killed 3 U.S. soldiers, like, injured over a dozen.
Yeah. About that.
Biden's response was real slow and real, like, just not what you would expect from a president, because Iran's saying they didn't do it, but it was their drone. So whether it's the people that you support, you know what I'm saying? They're using your drones. So track of your shit and fucking make sure it doesn't kill U.S. personnel. Otherwise, you're going to have to fucking feel the full weight of the American military, would have been my response, you know, if I was Biden. Because he's all for fucking dumping money and all this shit into, you know, other wars. But something like that that's killed U.S. soldiers, like, that's where you really need to focus. Like, those are evil fucking people trying to come after.
I mean, it's just part of his America Last policy. It doesn't, yeah, whatever.
Make America last again. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's, I mean, there's so many examples of it. It's, you know, the military, the fucking, the border. It's like, you know, it's just, I mean, it's ridiculous that people.
Ridiculous. I heard that they sent 40,000 illegal people to, I think it was Denver, and the population of Denver is only 110,000. So now they're overwhelmed and they're like, this can't be going on. But fucking.
Right, and then they blame fucking Abbott in Texas for it.
Right, right. Meanwhile, he's the only one doing something about it.
Well, that's there's another thing. It's like Abbott shuts down the border, razor wire, and fucking, and you know, the Texas National Guard. The Biden administration sues him for this. The Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote. She was the Trump nominee. I don't know what the fuck her logic is, but like to take right. down the razor wire. They didn't. The lawsuit's still going on, but while the lawsuit is happening, the Supreme Court ruled that they have to cut the razor wire. Abbott said, well, fuck you.
Right.
And they wanted to send the feds in to occupy some park near Eagle Pass, whatever. And I was like, fuck you.
Right.
And now Biden has shut down most, if not all, of the natural gas leases in Texas.
What
the fuck kind of clown world do we live in where Americans are fucking cool with this?
Not me.
What sense does it make logically to anyone that is right. on that side to sue the state trying to secure the border?
Right.
And now launch punitive damages against them by shutting down their natural gas leases. I mean, hello? Does anyone fucking see what's going on? It's,
right.
Maybe it's not reported on MSN. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just, I can't even fathom how anyone supports this.
So, Chad, is he trying to make it so, like, in other words, the gas supply would cut off? So if they needed heat or something in their home,
no, they're not allowed to sell. They're not convinced.
Oh. So he's trying to stop them.
It's either that, or he shut down any new leases. But he's done something with the natural gas leases where he shut down new leases or existing leases. I'm not exactly sure on that, but
right.
done something punitive to Texas with natural gas, and because Abbott is defying him on the border, shutting down the border.
I mean, one of the states that actually has a balanced budget and actually has a surplus, which is Texas, because they govern it properly. And yet he's trying to take like fucking money out of their mouths and dollars out of their hands. Like, come on, man. What, like, get your shit together.
He's taking punitive measures against them for shutting down the border.
Like, what is his reason for wanting all these people to come here illegally? I get the voting thing, but like, he's not saying that because he can't.
He'll never say that.
Right, right.
Their whole thing is humanitarian. It's women and children. They're coming here for asylum. And then you see fucking videos of all these military age men just walking in.
Right.
Thousands of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fairy tale.
Countries everywhere. China, fucking Africa, Muslim countries. Like, I guarantee you there are fucking. Well, they had that guy on camera who was saying, you're going to know my name. And he was a convicted terrorist. You're going to know my name again.
And these are just
convicted terrorists. I forget his name, but he's a full-on convicted terrorist. He just got out of jail and he just came across the fucking border. But what's he doing here? Hates America.
Right, right. And could just walk over the border and no problem. Probably got fucking $5,000 in a celly too, but you know.
Well, they all do.
Yeah.
You hear about that guy that already gamed the system like 8 times. He got $5,000 gift cards and a cell phone and flew wherever he fucking wanted to go and then just went back across the border and did it again 8 times. Okay. That sounds fucking logical. Meanwhile, you have homeless veterans and homeless people all over the fucking America. They don't get any help.
Right.
America last.
Dude, I think about that all the time about our soldiers that go off to fight these wars and then, you know, come back and just supposed to hop right back into life. Like, that's a heavy fucking load, man. That's a lot of shit you've seen. Like, you probably had to kill somebody that you don't even know. Like, and they come back here and there's no help towards, you know, towards them. There's no compassion. Like, people, like, I don't think even a lot of people think about that psychological aspect of what our soldiers go through and then just have to get back to life like nothing happened.
Right. And then salt in the wound is, you know, have that woman in Massachusetts asking for, we need housing for the illegal immigrants. Have a family stay at your house. Well, how about that for veterans, motherfuckers?
True.
And let's see any of these liberals step up and actually do that, have people in their houses. Okay. Like, you voted for this. Put them in your house. Let them take a shit in your toilet and use your fucking shower and use your bed because you voted to let them all in.
Even,
go ahead.
You're right.
I'll wait.
Even them asking us to take in a soldier that fights for the United States Army that we don't know is a big ask. Now they're just asking to allow illegal immigrants that we have no background on or don't know where their allegiance lies to just come in our home.
Yeah.
Where do you come off with thinking that way? Like, would you do that as the person saying it? No.
Well, I guarantee the lady that's fucking asking for that is not going to do it.
Exactly.
Like, why don't you go first?
Right.
Have a family stay at your house. Go ahead.
Right.
Let's lead by example, please.
That's why all these sanctuary cities far from the border don't have a problem with all these people coming over, because their town and place is not experiencing yet. But,
well, New York is a sanctuary city.
Well, yeah.
They're like, no, we can't take anymore.
Right.
Right. And then they blame Abbott, and then they sue the bus company for bringing them. It's like,
come on. They're paid fares. It was put on by the governor. You want to sue the bus company because you're incompetent and think you could let fucking people in? Crazy. Like,
it's so fucking wild.
It's wild. It's wild. Like, I don't understand how people can't have this level of conversation with these people that are saying this and just asking them, well, why do you think it's okay to just let tens of thousands of people in every couple of days? Like, how do you think that's safe? How are you going to make it so it's not terrorists, not Chinese nationalists, not whatever? Like, why are those questions not being asked to these people that think open borders are okay? Like,
they're told by CNN that it's all good.
Right. Right.
CNN says it's fine, so let's just do it. It's cool. They're just women and children.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, they're here for asylum. They're in danger. Meanwhile, the largest human trafficking fucking event in human history is happening on our border. But that's cool. I don't worry about it.
Right.
Someone saw a movie about it called Sound of Freedom, and it's fucking not, you know, it's banned by all the fucking major studios and movie theaters try to stop it. I think, is it on Netflix now? Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I hope so.
But there was a huge push to not show that movie. Why?
Exactly. Why? If you don't want shit shown, it's because there's something to hide.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder, like, what's going to happen? Like, if the next terrorist attack happens or whatever, just the people start, you know, raping, murdering. Like, we don't even know the full weight of what all these people coming over is going to do.
Well, my fear is an Israeli style attack, but on a more massive scale here.
Dude, it could totally be. It could totally be.
Stay frosty and arm up, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I saw that, like, UN people who worked for the UN could possibly have been part of the October 7th attack with Hamas. Are you reading this? That's why the US, Italy, a bunch of countries pulled out from sending humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, because they're saying that people in the UN actually were part of the attack.
I had heard a little bit about that, but yeah. Okay.
Dude, like, what is going on, man? You can't make this shit up. And it's like, it's scary that it's happening. And like, I don't know, man. I just pray that there's something where we collectively wake up and good takes over and evil loses out. But man, it seems like evil's winning right now.
Well, I mean, majority of the problem is that the left thinks that they are good people.
Yeah.
And that they're helping everybody.
Right. Right. They don't realize that selfish.
But what they don't realize is that when your country's gone and your freedoms are gone, they don't give a fuck that you voted for Joe Biden or for Blue or for fucking Obama.
Right.
Because now under the jackboot of whoever the fuck is in control, and they don't give a shit about you. See ya. When your freedoms go, you're fucked. All of us. All of us.
Yeah.
No matter, like, oh, I was on Facebook saying let the legals in. I'm so fucking, you know, humanitarian. It's great. No. You have a fucking full-on invasion happening.
But not only that, I mean, if you want to be a humanitarian, like, start in your own backyard. There's people hurting in our own country already.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't, you don't have to be humanitarian by saying, oh, let people over the borders. That's the humane thing to do. Worry about the people in your backyard first. Fix that. And then if you have enough left over to let people in that you could fix, then move on to that.
Yeah, send a couple billion dollars to Maui. Help them out.
Right. Right. Point. Good point. The extra $16 billion at one point we sent to Ukraine, and it could have cost $15 billion to rebuild Maui. But who cares? It's for us.
Right.
Like, I just want to know how they could have, on a small number, $160 billion to send to Ukraine like that, but we don't have a couple billion to fix some of our inner cities or some of our poorer areas. Like, that could have fixed a lot of shit, man, in America.
Oh, big time.
You know?
Big time. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, it's almost like you want to bury your head in the sand and not hear all this shit, because we, as the small people we are, it almost seems like there's no fix in sight, and we could talk till we're blue in the face, but it's the people up top that really have the power to make this change. And I don't know when they're going to do it. Like, it seems like enough people have had enough already, but nothing's being done about it. Like, I just don't know when it tips and things start to go a good way.
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question.
Probably takes another event like 9/11, where you saw all of us unite. Like, that was the shittiest time, and also it became like the best time. Like, a week after 9/11, I had never seen so much American pride and American flags, and we are the people, we are one, we are united. Like, that was an amazing feeling, and it showed me, like, when push comes to shove, America can stand up and band together. And it just made me feel great to be an American. And right. Does it take something like that to happen for us to all get together again?
That's what Joe Rogan said this several times. He's like, I think that's what it is going to take. Something, unfortunately, majorly fucked up to happen, that where we band together again. Cause, you know, all this, I mean, a lot of this stuff is meant to divide us anyway.
Right. Why do you think, is it because when we're divided, we're arguing, bickering, and we're not actually focused on the shit that makes us right? That's why they want to keep us in this state?
They keep us divided and arguing because that lets us focus on that instead of what all the big shit that they're doing behind the scenes. The corruption,
Right. The
money in Ukraine, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's endless, you know.
It is. It really is.
List is endless.
I am starting to see some CNN, Washington Post, like some of the real far left leaning media starting to ask some questions about, like, how good is Biden doing in office? And, like, they're starting to, I think, because it's so far in your face that it's like, if they don't, they're really going to be looked at like, are you guys reporting on anything that's
well, I mean, so the prevailing theories are that in come May or around May, Biden's going to bow out and Michelle's going to jump in. So, of course, they're going to start just putting out little breadcrumbs, like, is Joe really okay, or is he doing okay? And, you know,
right.
That's how it works. Machine.
So besides being Barack Obama's wife, what the fuck has she done to earn a presidency? What companies has she built?
Fucked up school lunches.
Yeah, right. Like, I think it's funny that you want a cheerleader in there, but show me some shit she's done, you know, as far as like, because with Trump, you could say he built all these businesses. He's on there's a ton of shit.
But he's an idiot, apparently.
Yeah.
I love it. He's a fucking moron idiot, but he's very successful and built all these companies, but he's a moron. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
But Bill Burr told a really great joke about first ladies. He's like, And it's not verbatim, obviously, but something right. like, you know, the plumber comes in your house and he's fixing your pipes. And then his wife shows up and she starts working on shit. It's like, what the fuck does she have? Like, she has no fucking plumbing experience. Right. Why do I need to talk to her? Like, why is she here? You know, it's like, okay. Not that women can't be plumbers.
Yeah. But like,
in this scenario, the wife is not a plumber. She's just in the house telling the plumber what to do or actually working on your plumbing.
Exactly. Like, I get the transition from Bill to Hillary because she was, like, you know, part of the New York Senate and all. Like, she's been and done things that could kind of transition into being, not that I think she ever should be, but I get where they draw the line. But to go from, you know, to Michelle Obama, who's done fucking nothing, is laughable.
It's just, you know, a way for Obama to have a fourth term, maybe a fifth term.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's going to be in control of that.
I'm sure, yeah. Right? Like, that's what I was hoping for if Hillary got in, that Bill would step in and start getting blowjobs in the Oval Office again and start running shit. But, you know.
That's another great one. It's like, people are still bringing up, like, well, Trump said, grab her by the pussy. It's like, Clinton got sucked off in the fucking Oval Office.
Yeah. So he didn't say
that's grab okay.
Right, that's fine. He didn't say grab her by the pussy, but he shoved the cigar in her asshole. So it's like, you know.
And Epstein had a picture of him in Monica's dress in his fucking foyer in fucking New York City. But
how amazing.
They were buddies.
How amazing, dude. Like, that just said to Bill, like, I own you. And this is on display for everybody to see.
100%.
I said, I
theory, though. We're just conspiracy theorists.
That's it. That's all we are here. But I always wondered, like, if Bill Clinton actually is a dirty fuck who likes to fuck, like, young girls, or if he got to this island and they produce, like, a 16-year-old chick that looks like she's 25, and then he has sex with her and it's recorded, and then they show her, hey, by the way, this is her ID. Like, part of me wants to believe it was innocent like that, and then that's how they own them, but in all reality, it was probably evil.
You think they did that like the 26th time he was there?
Right. Well, I'm thinking after time one, he was like, all right, they got me now. I might as well continue.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I just try to look for the good in people, because that type of evil, it doesn't register in my brain, man. It doesn't register.
I mean, we can get into the real crazy fucking conspiracy theories about the young kids and all that shit. But yeah, we won't go there right now.
I know. And the sad part is they're probably not conspiracy theories, dude. It's like, it's good to say and call them that they are. But when proof is in the pudding is what
well, the guy that Sound of Freedom movie, it was made about his life, or one point in his life where he went and rescued that certain girl that's in the movie. But, you know, he was like, the whole adrenochrome thing, that's fucking real, dude.
I'm blanking on adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome is collected from blood of terrorized babies and children.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's adrenalized.
Oh, yeah.
Makes them young.
I buy into all that. That would not make me be like, no way, that could... Yeah, probably. Probably. So, ladies and gentlemen, we normally have a guest. Some stuff went on. Chad actually has... something to do after this, which is kind of cool. Why don't you let them know what you're doing after this?
I'm having a meeting here in Pennsylvania for a new company that we're looking to stand up soon, and I can't really think about it yet. But yeah,
I meant the podcast you're going on.
Oh well, I can't really announce that yet, but it's a pretty big podcaster in the conservative world, and it's a possibility that I may be going on that. So yeah, it's still the early. We just talked about it. We haven't said anything.
Okay. My bad.
We'll announce when it's happening. I'll say when it's happening, we'll announce for sure.
Rock on. So Bobby, real quick, you want to come on and talk to us about what's on your mind? We only got a couple minutes left, but we have to keep this one short today. Let's see if we got something from young Bobby. He's always got something.
Young Bobby.
And Bobby, do you believe the earth is round or do you think it's flat? I just want to draw a serious answer here. Honestly.
My honest answer?
Yes.
I do not believe we're on a sphere. No.
Okay. And do you, so you believe that the earth is flat. So does that mean that we,
I don't believe it's flat. I believe that it's a plane.
Okay.
It's a level plane. Like water always finds its level. So water is level.
Are there like borders that we come to that come to an end at that point?
Well, I haven't seen them, but there are a lot of people that have, there are a lot of photos of Antarctica where you could see the ice walls and they're pretty high.
So I just read an article before this that says if you want to prove to your friends just by a simple experiment that the earth is actually round or spherical, there's an easy way to do it. So you go to a big body of water, a lake, an ocean, whatever, that has something else on the horizon, like a building or tall trees or something that's higher than the water. And when you're looking straight across from it, you won't see where the land starts, but you will see the trees coming up, almost looking like they're coming out of the water. Because
you just got to zoom in.
Right. But I'm saying, even if you do, it's lower. So like it goes, so it's on a sphere. So when you're looking at it, you won't see where the land is. You'll see the tree sticking up. And that's because the earth is rounded. If it was straight and flat, when you looked across, you would see the beginning of the land and it would just be your eye would see the bottom of the tree and you're good. But that's one way. Another way is you take a pendulum, hang it and swing it. So it goes like this. After a second, it will course correct and start going in a circle because the earth is spherical. So those are just two easy ways that you could do it. Again, if you zoom in on that picture you're talking about taking, you won't see the land. You won't see the land because it's lower because you're so far away. You'll see the tree, but you won't see where the tree is coming out of. So those are just two ways to see if you don't believe in pictures.
For the record, no offense, Bobby, I'm not a flat earther, but I can never figure out why it would be hidden from us.
Because it hides the, it's the biggest, you know, it's one of the, it's the, it's hides the creator, really. That's what it comes down to. It hides that we are created, you know.
But how
it hides the fact that this world,
China and Russia go along with all this? Why is it a collective thought from the people? Like they don't get together on much, and yet everybody's come together to fool us that the world is actually flat.
It's a one world order anyway. It's really a one world order, no matter how you look at it, no matter who's playing it. The world is a stage, pretty much. That's what it comes down to.
I could get on
board.
That's
really what it comes down to.
I could get on
board with that. And most people are just, they just go about their daily lives and they don't look into things further. And from my research, I've come to the conclusion that there is nothing in space. We've never been to space. We cannot go to space. You'll watch Elon Musk's rocket ships explode every time he tries to launch one, and they'll never. I mean, we should have been, if we went to the moon in the 60s, we should have been back. You know, we should have been back in the 80s.
Agreed.
We should have been back in the 90s. You know, it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Here's where you go. So you say a bunch of shit that makes sense, and then you have the flat earth there that doesn't. So it's like, that's where, this is why I bring this up to you, like when we're not on camera and stuff, because you have a lot of really good information, but you lose me when you get to the earth is flat shit, because GPS satellites, you know, Google Earth, the fact
everything that everything is land based, everything is fiber optics under the ocean. Everything is land wires.
Yeah.
Everything is wired. There's no satellites. There are no satellites in space.
North Korea just launched a couple satellites. So,
They're on balloons. They're on balloons.
Ah.
You look at Elon Musk's satellites that he has coming out.
Starlink.
Yeah, they're on balloons. You can see the trail of them going by. They launch them from Antarctica on balloons.
See, this is where you lose.
I mean, if you research this, you'll if you keep researching it, you'll find it.
I have. I have, but I've also done like actual research, spoken to people who are snipers and sharpshooters. They account for the curvature of the earth. Pilots account for the curvature of the earth. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, these are people you could talk to that actually have to account for the curvature of the earth. But
yeah.
I've heard one flat earth theory that Australia is fake and they're all actors.
Oh, really? Mm.
I've flown to Australia 14 hours and I've met a lot of Australians.
yeah
Australia is definitely there.
Okay, good. All right. At least we're on the same page there.
That's it. See, this, Chad, this is the, so I agree with Bobby on a lot of things. He brings a lot of stuff to attention that's real, but he always loses me here. And then like I'll get him to kind of realize the earth is round, and then I see him posting shit about it being flat. I'm like, this motherfucker.
I've gone down this rabbit hole several times just to, you know, check it. And then, you know, it's wild, but I don't know. I can't get on board.
It's people haven't been indoctrinated to it since birth. So it's the cognitive dissonance in people. It's so hard to break. It really is. It's so hard to break.
And what is the benefit of us believing that it's round as opposed to flat? Like, what are they getting out of it? Just the mass deception?
The deception, the money for NASA. I mean.
Well, so Bobby, if you could go up in
the hiding of the creator.
So if you could go up in the Virgin space plane and see that the earth is round, would you then believe it? Or do you think that's not happening?
The windows are CGI'd in Bobby's mind.
I'm asking serious questions.
If I could go, they don't go up that high. They don't even break what they call the Kármán line, which is where you break into outer space. Is the Kármán line? The Virgin ship doesn't even break that.
They don't
go into low Earth orbit,
but they go into a lower atmosphere that they break through atmosphere. It's low Earth orbit.
Okay, and you can see the curvature from low Earth orbit.
Yeah. Yeah. You could
see. I think that what Virgin needs to do is give a free ticket to every flat earther on each flight. One ticket for each flat earther. Send them up there, and then they
mind blown. Mind blown.
Yeah.
That dude who jumped from, he was like part of the Red Bull team. He like jumped from fucking that high,
130,000 feet or something.
Yeah, and you could see it.
Fisheye. It's a fisheye lens.
Oh yeah, that's what. Yeah.
My goodness. Well, you've heard it here, ladies and gentlemen, the Gracious Two with our young Bobby. We will continue to work on him because he is a very smart individual. I know he's just been lied to for so long that he thinks everything is a lie, including that. But I'm going to continue working.
Hey, listen, I'm right there, too. I mean, we've been lied to about a lot of shit. So it's, you know, but not a flat earther.
How funny is it going to be, Chad, when we fucking get definitive proof the world is flat and we're wrong? My God.
Yeah, well, then I'll admit it.
Right.
No one fucking proves it to me, and without a doubt, I'll admit it. But
I forget who we have now. Oh, we have a cool guest next week. Don Ryan, a person that I grew up with. Bobby knows him. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal guitarist. Like, this kid started playing very young. So he's going to come out, hang with us. He's going to put some shit in bullshit next week. Cool. And I told him to bring, have an acoustic close so he could just, you know, play a couple things for us so we could see some of the magic. But he's a cool dude, got a lot to say. A lefty. So we might have our work cut out for us. Maybe he's coming around. I don't know. But it'll be cool. It's cool to have differing points of view.
We'll just ask him what his pronouns are when he comes on.
Yeah, he's not that left.
Okay. I can't see him being that left. Yeah, no, I can't. No.
All right, guys. So we are
establish our pronouns with them as soon as we get on. I'm he, him.
Dude, I was asked. I went to do a mic at a gay club. I didn't know it was, and I got asked my pronouns, and I forgot that it was he, him. I'm like, oh, he. The bartender was like, it's he, him. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, so what are you? He, she. She goes,
there's this video going around on Instagram of this woman. She's a I assume she's a woman. She's right. A hairstylist, and she has a very liberal girl sitting in her chair. Is it okay if I touch you?
Oh God.
Okay. And it's like, okay, what are your pronouns?
Oh,
I am she they. Oh, I'm she they too. Great.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, get the fuck away from
me. You figured it out.
Well, anyway, this person said that they were a they, them. A singular person asked me to refer to her.
Of course.
I was like, this is insane. Needless to say, they did not like my comedy at this place. They were looking at me like I had four heads.
We have to just rearrange the whole English language for these people.
Totally. Absolutely. Why not? We're doing a bunch of other shit anyway, so might as well do that for them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We are the Gracious Two, putting the shit in bullshit. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye. If you're offended.
Have a great day, guys.